And now, back to Chicago's very own Frank Fontana, Sundays from 1 to 3 on WGN Radio.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks for hanging out. If you're not watching the Bears game, it's back and forth. What's the latest score, Ashley? Do you know? Last I checked, it was like 24-21. That's close. A lot of people predicted it wouldn't be as close, but good, good. I'm glad that's happening. That means Hamp and OB won't be as angry. You listen to them after the show. They're insanely entertaining because they're insane, period.
It's amazing. I can't even concentrate. It's awesome.
I drive home and listen to them just because I love to hear them bitch and moan about the Bears. And even when they're doing good, they still have something to say, you know, which is okay. So our next guest sitting in studio is a guy named Ira Antelis. Is that correct?
Antelis. Yeah.
Antelis. Ira is a cool dude, a very diverse background, comes from the music industry. He wrote some of the most famous jingles out there. You might have heard a few of them, like the Be Like Mike jingle. You work with, you know, the likes of Christina Aguilera. He was a music director for a huge ad agency. He's sitting in here studio, not for that reason, but we'll talk about some of that. But he created something like most people would love to do in later life. Say, I got a great idea. I got an invention and I want to take it to market. And you do it. This guy actually went through and followed through his dream and did it. So, Ira, why don't you tell us a little bit about what 120 Life is?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on.
My pleasure.
You know, I think 120 Life actually came out of a doctor's appointment indirectly. I had a health issue, and it was exacerbated. All of a sudden, I had high blood pressure. And the doctor's like, screw the health issue. The high blood pressure could be a real problem for the health issue.
What was the reason for your high blood pressure? Did they tell? Was it stress?
And I'm like, how can I have high blood pressure? I exercise every day almost of my life, and I eat pretty well. And they're like, it has nothing to do with it. So they're like, you have to get it down. And they actually gave me a timetable, and they gave me some medication. And I'm like, I'm not spending my life on medication. So the first thing I think most people would do is I have 3 weeks to get my blood pressure down. So I go home and start reading about everything I can eat, drink, or do, or what is high blood pressure. Because the first thing I said was, well, I know it causes strokes, but I actually don't know what it is. Like, mm-hmm. If I asked you what is high blood pressure?
Well, it's funny you ask, because I just happened to go to the doctor the other day, and I found out that I have hypertension.
Exactly.
So I have high blood pressure, and I'm dealing with it right now, which is perfect timing that you're here.
But if they said to you, what is it, what would you say?
I would say it's a state of high blood pressure. The amount of blood your body's pumping through at the rate it's pumping through is too fast for what is the standard. Is that a good answer? Answer?
It's better than
clinical.
It's better than my answer. But think of it this way to your audience: think of a garden hose, and let's say your blood is pumping through a garden hose, and that's normal. Now take that garden hose and cut it in half, like to a drinking straw, and try to get the same amount of blood through that at the same time, and that's that causes pressure on your heart, and that's high blood pressure.
So sometimes it could be equated to arteries being clogged. Right.
Or arteries closing. So you need to reopen your arteries to make the blood flow through easier. But I didn't know that.
Were you scared when you were diagnosed with this?
I was actually a little scared because I was like, 3 weeks to get it down. And I'm like, okay, I got to figure this out.
Why did he give you 3 weeks? That was the time to your next appointment?
Exactly. And then there was another health issue. And it was like, if you don't get this down, we're going to have to do something. So I'm like, I'm going to get it down. And I had no idea how I would. The first thing, you know, so you just read, and maybe that's one of the advantages of the internet today.
Yes, I would agree with that. But sometimes to a fault, it could be a bad thing.
Right, but in this case, it was good, I think, for me. And what happened was, so the first thing for your audience is salt. So who knew?
Sodium or salt?
Sodium.
So the difference between the two, correct? Like, so you can consume salt, but sodium in foods.
Mostly sodium in foods is what I was led to believe. I'm still not an expert, so.
Yeah, let's clarify. You're not a doctor. You're an inventor.
I'm a musician.
You're a musician who invented something, right?
So for instance, so you go on any product. You go to the store and you buy a granola bar. And on the back of the granola bar, it says 250 grams or something of salt or sodium.
Yep.
And you have to really limit that. They say like 1,500 a day. So
yes.
I'm like the first thing, and one of my friends who's a doctor who said, when people go into a hospital and they put them on a salt-free diet, they come out with normal blood pressure. So if you could cut your salt a lot for a period of time, your blood. So the first thing I did was, wow, okay, salt.
Were you a not so healthy eater prior to this?
You know, I never looked at salt or sodium, so I would never think twice about it until I realized this is really dangerous. And everything has sodium.
Everything in a can, mostly.
That's exactly
right. Everything in the aisles outside of the fresh vegetables is pretty much got sodium in it.
Correct. Yeah. So for instance, for in the morning now I have like steel cut oatmeal. And it has no sodium. Mm-hmm. So at least I know I'm starting my day without any salt.
Yep.
And that was the first thing that I did. But then all of these articles kept popping up about things you can eat or drink that would lower your blood pressure. And being a little bit obsessive, probably 6 months after my blood pressure had lowered, you know, due to the medication and some things, I'm like, well,
wait before you reveal what you discovered, Ira, because we're almost right there. We're going to take a quick break. Sorry to leave you hanging, folks, but we're not going to reveal the big secret of Ira's invention until we take a quick break and come back. So hang on.
You're listening to the Frank Fontana Show on WGN Radio, the crossroad of life and style.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Yeah, you gotta love that David Hochberg guy. He's a fun dude. We're actually doing a little program together where Dave is going to help you get financing if you want to do that renovation project that you've been long wanting to do with me as your design guru. We're going to get together, and we have gotten together, to offer clients the opportunity to have me come out, take a look at your property, get an assessment, bring that assessment over to Dave, see what he could do to get that project financed for you. All you got to do is just drop me an email, frank@frankfontana.net. We can get that process started. Or if you, David at Pearl Mortgage, I believe it is, or David, WGN David, you can find him at, shoot him an email as well. We'd love to help you out with that project. But right now, we're talking about things that get you stressed, bring up your blood pressure. I know how that is. In studio with me is a gentleman named Ira Antelis. He created a product because he was forced to, because he had the same situation I do, which is a little bit of high blood pressure. Well, probably a little bit more than maybe. I don't know. I did.
Mine was high.
What was your numbers?
I think it was like, 170, 110.
Oh, I got your beat. I don't know if that's a good thing, but yeah. Did it sustain at that for a long period of time?
Well, you know, what was strange was I had been to the doctor probably 3-4 months before. It was normal. So, you know, 2 months later, I'm at the eye doctor, and the doctors take your blood pressure no matter what you go, what doctor.
Sure.
And it was high, and I'm like, that's really strange. It was just normal. Then I went somewhere else, and it was high. I'm like, let me go back to the doctor, and they're like, it's high. And they can't really give you a reason.
Yeah.
Except that they think, or again, medication doesn't always work. This should help, and they put you on one. If that doesn't work, they add another. And I'm like, oh, my dad was a pharmacist. I don't want to spend my life on meds.
No. And you turned to the natural way, and you did a bunch of research online, and you kind of pulled together what you thought was the super foods
exactly
that would cure this based on the research that's out there. So you started this 120 Life. What is exactly 120 Life? Mm-hmm.
So the name 120, if you go to the doctor, they give you two numbers. So 120 is the normal number for systolic blood pressure. So if they say your blood pressure is 120 over 80, you're fine. So we named the product. I have a lot of people I work with in advertising that I enlisted. And so we decided we'll call it 120 Life because it really could mean the difference in your life. So that's the
120. What is it? What's in it?
So what happened was I start reading, and everything I started to read, there was like a repetition, and I would read something, and a week later it would pop up again. And I'm like, okay, pomegranate juice lowers your blood pressure 12%, studies.
Mm-hmm.
Hibiscus tea lowers your blood pressure, I don't know, 10%. Then I'd read the studies. Beets or beetroot powder lowers your blood pressure 7-8% instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Then a friend of mine, Susan Schachter, who's now involved with us, is a nutritionist. She said, add magnesium. She looked at the... So all of a sudden I'm thinking, if all of these things just do the math. Lower your blood pressure by just drinking them.
Each a percentage, then obviously...
What would happen if you put them together? And, right. You know, as I tell everybody, as my wife is and my kids are laughing at me, because I spend about 0% of time in the kitchen, but I'm now in the kitchen.
Did you buy a juicer?
No, what I did was I went to Whole Foods and to Mariano's, and I would buy 100% juice. And then I got hibiscus tea, and then I got magnesium powder. And I just started thinking, okay, if I were going to make a drink, and again, everybody's laughing at me, because it's not like I'm in the recording studio with Mark Anthony or somebody like that.
Sure.
You're talking to a guy who's never done anything in a kitchen. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, if I were going to make a drink, what would it be? And I'm like, 8 ounces. So then I had to start figuring out the proportions. And like I tell everybody, one of the studies I read said if you drink 2 ounces of hibiscus tea, actually 2 ounces of pomegranate juice a day, your blood pressure will lower. So I'm like, okay, 2 ounces of my drink is going to be pomegranate juice. And then I went on from there. And then I created these.
Do you have one here to sample? I'd love to try it.
Yeah.
I might need a case from you. But
anyway. We'll get it.
So, and you could just bring that all around.
That's exactly what happened. So I would create these big jugs proportionally. And then I started drinking it, and my blood pressure lowered. And then I started giving it to people.
Well, I'm going to crack one open. I like the packaging.
Shake it a little bit.
And
then...
Is it tasty?
It's pretty good. I mean, I think people like it better than me, to be honest.
It smells good. It smells potent.
The big reveal.
I like it.
It's good.
Yeah, I could drink it.
And if you knew it would keep your blood pressure... At normal,
I would intravenously introduce this into my body if I knew. Well, no, seriously. So, is this something that you can find on the shelves of grocery stores now? Or
so the long and short of it is everybody's telling me you can't take it to market. You don't have enough money, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm doing this. You don't know me. You know,
another reason for your wife to hate you, right?
But now they started to believe because I would give it to people, and people were like, "Wow, this really works." So. I decided.
You drink a whole bottle at one sitting?
Yeah, we do 8 ounces a day, one bottle. Or you could drink it 4 ounces in the morning. It seems like it works, you know,
either way.
A bottle a day. But when you stop drinking it, we found your blood pressure goes back up.
Oh.
So that's why we call it 120 Life. You have to take it for the rest of your life.
Which is brilliant business for you because you're on it and that's it for the rest of your life. You're a customer forever. I love that. So did you do clinical studies on it? I mean,
So this is what you find out. You find out, wow, to do an FDA trial, that's hundreds of thousands of dollars and 5 years of your time. I'm like, I'm not doing that. So the legalities, just so everybody knows, is I can't claim that if you drink 120 Life, your blood pressure will be lower. What I can say is the six main ingredients in 120 Life, hibiscus, beetroot powder,
are known to
have studies, and I put the studies on our website showing that your blood pressure is lower after drinking this. So it's like you have to do the math. If you add this, this, and this, I can't really give you the answer, but we have found people experience very positive results. And we say if you don't, I'll give you your money back.
It's pretty fair.
That.
Yeah.
So that's it.
So then what's your current distribution look like?
So back to your original question so I thought the easiest way to do this is online because the majority of the people that have high blood pressure, there's 100 million of them, are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to go to the grocery stores immediately. It would be a lot easier to just distribute it online and then we'll go to Amazon. And now we're starting to talk to grocery stores.
So it's working, which is the way you do business today, is you start online,
that's right.
And then you go into the brick and mortars,
exactly.
Which you may not, with Amazon and stuff like that, you may not even need to. Are you on Amazon now?
We actually, our next production happens to be tomorrow, and then we'll be on Amazon within 2 weeks for sure.
Sweet. We're going to talk a little bit more with Ira. We're going to take a break and then grab some news, a little nuggets of update from Pam, and then we'll finish our conversation with Ira.
This is the Frank Fontana Show on WGN Radio. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
So apropos, as we are going to be talking about life improvement, as we've been for the last couple minutes here, joining me in studio is the one and only Ira Antelis. Am I saying that right?
Antelis.
Antelis. Ira Antelis, Brooklyn boy. We just found out I'm
exactly.
Brooklyn-born as well, so good to have one of my peeps in the house. Came up with a blood pressure solution that normalizes your blood pressure naturally. We talked a little bit about the product. It's 120 Life. The website, again, is
120life.com.
120life.com. You could learn all about it. Lots of people texting in. If you have a question, you want to call the show, 312-917-2200. You know, mostly what is the key ingredient in your special sauce?
So let me explain, take a minute and explain why it works, we believe it works. If you are diagnosed with high blood pressure, they give you a medication that's called a diuretic. In our drink, hibiscus is a diuretic. The second kind of medication a doctor might prescribe is an ACE inhibitor. Mm-hmm. In our drink, pomegranate juice is an ACE inhibitor. So what you're seeing in our drink, it mirrors the medications in natural form. And this is why we believe there's very positive results from it. So it's almost like you're taking a natural medical cocktail all in one in our drink.
Sure. And I mentioned earlier, like when you stop drinking, the effects, your heart rate goes back up.
Your blood pressure
goes back up.
Yeah. And again, I'm not a doctor, so I tried this and I found that when I tried it, it worked for me. I gave it to some people. And most of them saw very positive results. But then when they stopped drinking it, including my partner, Peter Levy, he realized that his blood pressure shot back up. So we realized that if you drink it and it works and then you stop, your blood pressure is going to go back up.
Well, just like medicine would do the same for most people. But the idea is while you're on, at least for me, my path in my mind is going to be, I don't want to take anything if I have to. I'd love to drink this and be healthy and my blood pressure is at a normal rate. But the intention then is to change my diet a little bit if I needed to and then increase my cardio workouts. And that should, the combination, alleviate the need for medicine if I don't have genetic factors, which I do. So right. It's going to be an interesting couple of weeks.
The thing we say is don't, and I'll repeat, do not, if you want to try 120 Life, do not stop your medication.
So there's no interaction with medication that anybody can currently
take. There's no problems. But what could happen is, let's just say you try 120 Life and all of a sudden you realize your blood pressure normalized. Now you're at 120/80.
And you would know this I went out and bought a home blood pressure machine.
How quickly after,
if I wanted to test this, if I woke up in the morning, did my blood pressure, drank one of these, how immediately after would I see a difference?
We see people in 4 or 5 days. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Call me. So at that point, you can call your doctor and say, look, I've been drinking this and my blood pressure normalized. And he might or might not say, well, maybe let's try cutting your medication in half or something. They might not say that. They might say, stay on your meds and drink this. So it's really up to the doctor. My doctor said, cut your medication in half.
Good.
And that's how it started.
So you're still taking some statins at the moment?
I do because of my other health issue, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So what's the end game for you, Ira, from Brooklyn?
You know, the end game has become to make people aware that the most important thing is you should know what your blood pressure is, because half of America has it if they're over 50. And we know that it causes heart disease. 80% of people with heart attacks have high blood pressure. We know that it causes strokes. But if you know that you have it, you can take steps against it. You can cut your salt. You might want to, you know, exercise a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think not knowing your numbers, as we say, is one of the big problems. So spreading
people
that
wait.
Message.
People wait. And like, you know, I know so many people wait too long.
Exactly.
And then they're in their late 50s and they have strokes or they have clogged arteries. And it's, you know, it's nothing much more you can do but surgery. I'd rather not get to that point and jump on Yeah.
You know, I was actually talking to Meredith, who is here with me, and about as we get older, and I'm older than you, that we have a choice. Do we want to take active steps regarding our health or do we not?
Right.
And this is one way, I believe, to take some active steps, you know, regarding your health.
I agree. Now, do you work out a lot?
Every day for the last 40 years.
Do your doctor recommend like low cardio?
Well, what the doctor will tell you is you have to monitor how high your heart rate will go. But the cardio workout, I think, has really been great for me. And I've done it for, you know, like I said, for about 40 years, almost every day,
yeah.
Which is why I was perplexed. I'm like, well, how could I have high blood pressure? And then, like, it has nothing to do with it.
Sure. My dad is super thin. He ran his whole life. He was a soccer player, worked out, and about, I don't know, I think it was like 8 years ago or more, I was living in LA and he came visit me. We were walking up this giant mountain called Runyon Mountain. It's like really high and mm-hmm. like hard to navigate, and he had no problems. Went to it. A week later, he goes home goes in for a routine checkup. They're like, you need to go to the hospital now. We don't like your numbers, or something was like that. Next thing I know, literally that night, he was under the operating table, had 6 bypass surgery, and found out that he was about an inch away from having a massive heart attack.
Exactly.
And he's a relatively healthy guy.
Sometimes it's genetic. Sometimes, you know. So, but by knowing your numbers and getting things checked.
Yeah.
So if you know your heart rate and you get a blood pressure monitor or go to Walgreens or any pharmacy, they'll take your blood pressure. If it's high, then you might want to consider calling your doctor and checking it out.
And I find like it's more and more with younger people, too, because of the state of the world and the tension and the anxiety and the stress in society. I'm just finding more and more people around in their 40s are going now. And women have to take more note because there's a rise in cardiovascular disease in women.
Exactly.
So, I mean, this affects everybody.
No, it people think, and actually, Dr. Lowell Steen, who has been, actually, he's my doctor and he's been on board with us. He was interviewed and he was saying that it's a fallacy that people in their 20s and 30s and 40s do have high blood pressure. It's not only a disease for people who are over 50.
Yeah, and then, you know, the onset of this Juul, everyone's, you know, token on these vaporizer nicotine deals, which most people don't realize that could jack up your heart rate crazy.
And your blood pressure, too.
And your blood pressure.
Exactly.
And these kids are doing it like it's breathing air.
That's right.
With no idea that this is going to ultimately lead to heart issues at a very young age if you keep doing this.
The problem, I think, maybe it's not a problem, but the issue with being young, and I have a 22-year-old daughter, is invincible. They think nothing can happen. So
I still think I'm invincible, though. That I can't get rid of, unfortunately. I hope that doesn't drive me in the grave. But anyway, Ira, thank you so much for being
thank
here.
You.
Appreciate it. And for creating this amazing product. I think that's a great alternative to medicine. And folks, go check out 120 Life. The website, again, is
120life.com. And starting within 2 weeks, it'll be on Amazon.
Go check it out, folks. 120life.com. Ira, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.